And now to the government shutdown story in the state of Minnesota, where state officials couldn't agree on a budget, so the government shut down just in time for the holiday weekend. On the line is Jeff Madej, spokesperson for the Canterbury Park Racetrack in Shakopee, Minnesota, where you can listen to our affiliate station KFAI in Minneapolis. They're still up and running. You can hear the takeaway on that station this morning. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
I mean, what's going on there in Minnesota? Everything shut down except for the zoo in the Twin Cities. Is that correct?
That is correct. We were caught in the crossfire of the shutdown. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day in Minnesota, and it would be a great day to go to the racetrack if that were possible.
And you would expect between 10 and 15,000 people today, right?
We would. You know, last night, we kind of get the jump on the 4th of July and normally have a 3rd of July fireworks spectacular. That draws between 15 and 17,000. Today, we would have expected a crowd of 10,000. So over these 4 days, this will be our fourth day of the shutdown. You know, it probably would have seen 35,000 fans come into our facility.
So nobody's thrilled with the day off this weekend, right?
No, this will be, I think, the first time in probably 20 years of working in this industry that I've had a 4th of July off. So I'm kind of confused as to what I actually should be doing today.
Now, is this describe your affiliation with the state government. Is this a wholly state-owned facility or a state sort of revenue licensing arrangement to allow horse and racetrack betting, that sort of thing?
Yeah, the way it works is we're regulated by the Minnesota Racing Commission. And they're funded, and this is the catch here, they're fully funded by the industry. So people like myself and the trainers that come to Minnesota to run their horses pay a license fee, as does the track, and they pay a substantial license fee. Then that money's used to cover the expenses of the Minnesota Racing Commission. And here's the real crazy thing is that each month we're given a bill in advance for expected expenses that would pay for the state stewards who are the officials that pay for the veterinarians to make sure that the horses and the racing is safe and to pay for some other things. So we've already paid our July expenses. And that was really our argument, that this money didn't need to be appropriated. It's automatically appropriated, and it's credited to the MRC upon receipt. And unfortunately, on Saturday, a judge ruled that was not the way she interpreted the statute, so we remain shut down.
Let's just get this straight. This is totally unlike a city hall being shut down where the state workers, you know, are paid directly from the state treasury. There's no particular reason why you can't operate. It just happens to be your affiliation with the state.
Exactly. We're regulated by the state. Our argument isn't that we don't want to be regulated. Our argument is that we've paid for that regulation. We've paid in advance for the regulation, and we expect to be regulated. Unfortunately, the Racing Commission, and it's a staff of about 20 people. So
20
what's
people.
Happened here? Yeah,
20 people.
The state has money to pay these 20 people. They can't figure out how to do it. So we've got 1,000 of our employees and another 600 at a harness track located north of Minneapolis that are out of work now.
So your pain makes the political point for these guys who can't make a deal on the budget, right?
It is frustrating, and there's a lot of anger now in Minnesota. I think when this 4th of July weekend passes, you're going to see a lot more. Hopefully they get back to work on Tuesday and put Minnesota back to work.
Well, we hope so, too. And Jeff Madej, thanks so much for speaking with us. He's spokesperson for Canterbury Park Racetrack in Shakopee, Minnesota, where you can listen to our affiliate KFAI in Minneapolis, which they'll probably be doing because they got the day off, one of the facilities, part of the government shutdown there in Minnesota. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.